Good morning. Today we are continuing with the halachas of the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazarat HaShatz, and we have two very important, very relevant halachas. So we're going to start out with the first one. The Isha Yisrael says, Tzarech lihizar shlo lomar, you have to be careful not to say or to sing along with the Chazan during the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei any of the words. And even if it doesn't include the name Havashem, it doesn't matter, it is still prohibited. Now, this is a very common thing when especially we have a special nigun, a special tune that is being sung. If we think about on a Yontef or a Shabbos, there are really nice nigunim and the chazan, especially if he's singing nicely, we want to join in. Even just for a few words, joining in, especially at the end of the paragraphs. I'm not going to sing it right now because I can't think of the nigun right now. Hatov Shimcha Lachana Elodos. That would be like a Rosh Chodesh Nigun. I just remembered it. So any time that we have like a nice Nigun like that, we are inclined, it's human nature, to want to sing along with the Chazan, and we're being taught, and that's the Halacha, that we shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be doing it, even if it doesn't include the Shem Hashem, even just a few words. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why. He says the reason is because you may come to say the bracha. You start saying a paragraph, you say a few words, you can easily continue, and you may say a bracha. That would be a bracha levatala. And he continues and says, Osam hagmagbim kolam, those people who raise their voices and they sing along with the chazan, yesh lig or ma'am, you should tell them off. They should be told, don't do that, the heavy kakalos rush, because that is like levity. This is for the chazan to be saying. It's not for us to be singing along with him. It makes it like a little bit of a joke. So that is halacha number one, not saying any of the words in the chazaras hashas, the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, along with the chazan. Let him do his job. Let him say each and every word. Pay close attention to each and every word, and don't say or sing along with the chazan. Halacha number two, also very relevant, even more relevant, is how about standing or sitting during the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei? Because this comes up all the time. Every time we have a Chazarat HaShas, Shachris, and Mincha, each and every day, and when we have Musaf. So the Isha Yisrael says, Yesha Sovrim Shatzibur Tzrichim La'amod Be'ez Chazarat HaShas. There's an opinion that you have to stand during the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, and he continues, nonetheless, if it's difficult for people to stand, they would be permitted to sit. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings as follows, that the concept here, why would you have to stand, is because Shomeya Keone. If you are listening, and you're intending to be Yotze something, it is as if you were saying it yourself. So here, we are hearing the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei via the Chazan. The Chazan is saying it. We are listening, Shomeya Keone. We are being Yotze, and Shomeya Kone means hearing it as if you are saying it. And what that means is, just like the Chazan has to stand, because he's saying it, we are hearing it, and via our hearing it, we are being Yotze, it's as if we're saying it, so we have to stand as well. And the Igeres HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, he effectively says that. It's a very interesting language, and it should really bolster our desire to pay close attention to the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei. He says as follows, V'yachaven libo b'chol bracha bracha, you should pay close attention on each and every bracha, the repetition, k'dei she'yeda al eza bracha on amen, so you have to know which bracha you're saying amen to, v'yesh lo b'zeh schar kaful, and you get double schar. You get double reward for this. It is as if you are saying the Shmoneh Esrei one after the other. It's as if you're davening the Shmoneh Esrei twice. Not only the Chazan, he had his private Shmoneh Esrei and now the repetition, but if we pay close attention, it's as if we are davening a second time. When that we are learning from that, when you are answering, you're paying attention and answering amen to the brachas, shomea kaune. It's as if you are saying the repetition yourself. It's as if you are davening two times. So coming up to Yomi Noraim, we have a very important question. Does this apply, this concept of one should or has to stand for the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei? How about if it's much longer? Because there's so much more in the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei. You have to stand for the entire Chazarat HaShatz. So Rav Eliashiv said to that, no, we're talking about the normal text of the Shmoneh Esrei, but on the days that we had add in additional piyutim, additional tefillas, not tefillas, but additional poems and paragraphs, that aren't the fundamental core of the Shmoneh Esrei, for that we would be permitted to sit down. In fact, the language, I'll read the language, is a little bit unclear in the Isha Yishol. He says that he heard from Eliashiv, the Biyamim Shemosifim Piyutim, Bechazarat Hashatz Ein Tzarech La'amod. He says, on the days that we add on the Piyutim for the repetition, we don't have to stand. So it sounds like the entire Shmoneh Esrei, on those days, you don't have to stand. But I don't think that's what it means. And in the continuation, it doesn't seem to be what it means. It could very well be that he's saying that for those additional piyutim, for those additional tefillahs, for the additional things that were added on, that isn't part of the core, fundamental repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, there would be no obligation to stand for those. Have a wonderful day.